From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The World Health Organization says it suspects a link between the mosquito-borne Zika virus and a rare birth defect that gives babies abnormally small heads, but says so far the evidence is circumstantial. A WHO spokesman says the big task is to try to establish a link between the virus and microcephaly, which involves abnormally small heads in newborns and can affect brain development. The spokesman said the UN agency plans a special session Thursday on the virus during a Geneva meeting of its executive board. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrives in Beijing Tuesday. It's the last stop of his Asia trip, with territorial disputes in the South China Sea looming as a likely talking point. Before his visit to China, Kerry also made stopovers in Laos and Cambodia. Those are two countries where Beijing's influence runs deep and Washington is looking to expand ties. Analysts say the stops were made in part to prepare for a meeting Washington is hosting for Southeast Asian leaders in California next month. Kerry is also trying to build a consensus over how to respond to China's recent actions in the South China Sea. President Barack Obama has adopted reforms to the federal prison system that include banning solitary confinement for juvenile prisoners and limiting when it can be used for adults. In an opinion piece posted late Monday by the Washington Post, Obama said there are as many as 100,000 people in solitary confinement in the U.S. and that the practice brings potential devastating, lasting psychological consequences. He says the United Nations is a nation of second chances, but the experience of solitary confinement too often undercuts that second chance. VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Tuesday that Russia has not asked Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to step down and has not offered him political asylum. His comments at a news conference came as the United Nations prepared for a new round of Syrian peace talks it says will begin Friday in Geneva. UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura announced it on Monday.
We are going to aim at proximity talks starting on the 29th and ongoing for 6 months on a staggered chronological proximity approach. That will be the way we try to make it different from the past. This is not Geneva 3. This is leading to what we hope will be a Geneva success story if we are able to push it forward.
Mr. de Mistura said the talks would involve a ceasefire, delivery of humanitarian aid, and an eventual political settlement. The European Union police agency Europol warned on Monday that Islamic State and other militants are likely to carry out large-scale attacks in Europe following last year's attacks in Paris. Rob Wainwright is the Europol director.
So-called Islamic State has a willingness and a capability to carry out further attacks in Europe. And of course, all of the national authorities across Europe are working to prevent that from happening. We know that there is a capability.
Europol's assessment comes as the agency launches a new European counterterrorism center. The unit will be staffed by up to 50 counterterrorism experts tasked with intelligence sharing, tracking foreign fighters and sources of illegal financing and firearms, as well as assisting EU countries in counterterrorism investigations. Officials in Afghanistan say a policeman suspected of having links to the Taliban killed 10 fellow officers Tuesday in the central province of Uruzgan. The violence in the early morning hours happened at a security post in the Chinarto district. The rogue policeman drugged his colleagues before shooting them dead, according to a spokesman for the provincial governor. Authorities in Malaysia say 13 bodies washed ashore on a beach in the southern state of Johor Tuesday. A district police chief says the victims are comprised of 4 men and 9 women and were among 35 illegal immigrants from Indonesia whose boat has capsized during rough weather. They say a search and rescue mission is underway. Burundi's government said it would welcome any offer by South Africa to facilitate the ongoing intra-Burundian dialogue. The country's foreign minister said that although such an offer has yet to be officially made, his government would not refuse it if it was made because South Africa played a critical role in the Burundian peace process. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.